Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. We're super excited tonight to have a different kind of show for you guys. We have a really fun guest tonight. We have medium Patty Griffin is going to come on the show. I talked to her once today, and I got to tell you what, I'm super excited to have her on here because she blew my mind earlier today. And you guys know, like, I is no bullshit. I don't pull any punches, and after having the conversation with her today, I'm super excited to have her on here tonight. A little bit different show. It's going to be a little bit change of pace for us, but I think we'll have a great time. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's play a little dramatic music. Hang tight, guys.
Is it better to be feared or respected? Now, I say, is it too much to ask for both?
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark. Just glad to be here.
Yeah. That is one big pile of shit.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
How come all you guys sit on your helmet?
You don't get a ball blown off.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, guys? How are you? Happy Thursday. It's a Thursday night show this week. It's a weird night. Why do I keep saying Thursday? It's Wednesday. It's not Thursday. Why did I say Wednesday? That's why. Because there's best around. It's only be one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I kill the music. Dave, I'm saying the wrong days, man. What's wrong with me?
You're tired.
Is that what it is? I think it might be what it is, man. I mean, I'm so used to, like, we either do like a Monday, Tuesday, or a Thursday, and then for some weird reason in my brain, you know, the way the scheduling worked out, it had to be a Wednesday night this week. It's kind of a weird night, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, you know, weird.
But it's hump day, right? So everybody in the middle of the week, you know, you're coasting them off until Friday.
I mean, I kind of hate the fact that you just said it's hump day. That makes me want to make fun of you a little bit.
Hump day, baby, yeah.
Oh, okay. dude, how's your week been? Okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty good so far, yeah.
Getting ready for the holidays.
Definitely getting ready for holidays. Going to go in, bust out another double tomorrow, and kick ass.
Nice, man. Well, good. It's been a pretty busy day for me, too. But, you know, this show, you guys couldn't hear. You didn't get to hear. I have a pretty fun new intro there. I think that maybe once a month or so, we're going to try to do a different style of show here on the program. So maybe where it's... we have all kinds of guests. We have people who are food people. We have people who are musicians. But, you know, I think sometimes it's fun to mix it up a little bit. And that's what we're going to do tonight. That's all right, right? I mean, we can branch out.
Definitely. I mean, it's like a Chef Plum variety show tonight. How about that?
Yeah, right? That's kind of like that. But, I mean, here's the thing. Like, we've talked to musicians. We've talked to TV people. I mean, I think it kind of works. I mean, if we branch out a little bit and give some more... insight into different things that maybe, you know, especially people in our industry, you know, maybe we don't know a whole lot about.
Definitely. Like I say, what is it? Variety is the spice of life.
Is that what they say?
I think so. If not, I just made that shit up and it sounds good. But
well, tonight, man, on the program, we're going to have a medium on, Patty Griffin, and she's awesome. Let me tell you what. So we talked earlier today. For those of you who don't know, behind the curtain, I mean, we give a little bit of a pre-show interview. You know, like I usually, if it's a guest I don't know or someone, I mean, if it's somebody I know, like I'm not going to do that. But I try to always talk to them ahead of time, Dave, you know, just because you want them to feel at ease. You know, I want them to realize that, you know, it's a safe place to come on here and talk. And, you know, especially like last week with the whole, you know, last week was a little bit tense. And I talked to everybody ahead of time and just wanted to be comfortable.
Definitely. Yeah, it's all about... making sure the guest is comfortable, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I mean, because if they're not comfortable, then they're not going to be cool with me. And, you know, it's important that they're comfortable. So that's why I talked to Patty earlier today, and it was a really nice conversation. And we're talking and just kind of giving her the rundown and stuff and getting a little of her history and backstory. Then all of a sudden, she just starts saying things to me. And she's like, it's kind of what we do. Like, as a medium, that's how it works for me. Like, I just, if something comes through, I have to say it.
And nice.
I mean, clearly, like, the easy joke there is like, yes, there was a thing that was called Tourette's back in the day. But now, I'm kidding. But some of the stuff she was saying to me, Dave, I called you afterwards, but you were working. And I was blown away. I was like, whoa, how would you ever... Listen, there's things about me. You could Google my name. Everyone knows that. You could Google me. You could find a lot of information out. It's not that hard. But there was things that she was talking about that... That's not public knowledge. Like, it's not anywhere to find. Like, she could... She figured out my road that I lived on as a kid.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I've never met Patty before. but, you know, the other side of this, too, is to also talk to somebody. We talk to a lot of people on this program who are, you know, business people, people who make things happen on their own, who work for themselves. And I have a lot of respect for that. And, you know, that's something that I do. And Patty is no different. She's a businesswoman. She's doing a business and doing very well at it. As a matter of fact, Dave, she's got a really big show coming up here very soon, right?
Yeah, actually, it's at the Mohegan Sun Comics Club February 9th. Tickets are going on sale soon, so definitely check that out, guys.
And that's a nice size room, too. I mean, and you'll see. I mean, I think what she does at these shows, you should kind of show up, and she starts kind of getting vibes and starts talking to you. We'll talk to her more about that, of course, and find out what that whole thing is. We're going to bring her on here in just a second, but I wanted to bring everybody up to date here first. You'll hear it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Our Navy event happening on the 28th with the U.S. Navy. We're going to cook for 400 sailors. I just got told today, Dave, it might be 600.
That's what's up.
Yeah. But, you know, we have some musical guests coming on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Faraz is going to be there, a good buddy of ours. And then, of course, Johnny Debit, a gentleman I haven't heard before, but he sounds great from what I've been told. And then the main event for the music just confirmed. Super amazing, very excited. American Idol winner Nick Fratiani is going to be performing for our Navy gentlemen on our event. How cool is that?
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, if you think about it, this is a conversation we had sitting here on this program, me, you, Dan, just talking about doing something for the Navy, and here we are, because Dan was talking about being stationed when he was in service, and here we are now doing this giant event, which is, it went from let's go cook for these guys to now we're making a TV show, we're going to have music, we're going to do the radio show live from there. It's crazy, right?
I think it's pretty awesome, for sure.
Look.
For sure.
If you're going to do
it. Yeah, because honestly, what was it? We came up, we started talking about this around pretty much a bottle of rosé in your basement.
Listen,
right?
When we're going to do things for the U.S. Navy, can we not bring up rosé?
Amen.
I just want to sound manly, that's all.
All right, we were drinking straight vodka from Russia. Like, bootlegged and, smuggled across the border. How about that?
With some KGB guys, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that, too.
That's awesome. Well, listen, so we're looking forward to it. We'll have some more information coming out about that. We'll do a lot of streaming on Instagram and all kinds of fun things so you guys can check it out. But we're really excited about it. Santa Q is happening, and it's just fun. We keep talking about it here on the show because you guys were all part of it when we first started this whole thing. So kind of wanted to bring up the speed on it. But tonight, Dave, our guest tonight, is it weird to say that in a weird – so she's super sweet. You talk to her on the phone. She's the greatest. She's really nice, but I'm kind of afraid of her.
It's because she can get into your head, man.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't know. I like that? I don't know yet. Like, I'm sure
you'll figure that one out, like, if you like it or not.
I guess so. Can you give a little information? Tell everybody where they can find out more about Patty while we get her on the horn here.
Definitely. You can find more about Patty at pattygriffinmedium.com. You can find her on Facebook, patriciagriffinmedium.com. Like we mentioned earlier, she's doing a show at the Mohegan Sun Comics Club February 9th. Tickets will be on sale soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap in, because here we go. Let me introduce you to my new friend, Patty Griffin. Patty, good evening. How are you, my friend?
I am great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Listen, I'm a little afraid. Is that okay?
I have that effect on people.
Listen, I gotta ask you though. Like, do you have friends? Like, if you go out with a group of people and like you guys are hanging out, or you go to a movie or something, then all of a sudden like something comes to you, and we're gonna talk about that. Do you just have to say it to them, and they're like, "Oh God, not right now. Why are you doing this?"
Sometimes it does happen, but they never say no. They're like, "Oh, give it to me." But when I look at them, what are you doing? Are you reading me? And I'm like, "No, I'm talking to you. I'm looking at you because that's what I do."
Well, when you were talking to me earlier, and we had such a very lovely conversation earlier, I didn't tell you, but when you kept talking, it just made my eye. I just kept blinking, Dave. I couldn't stop blinking. I was like, "What is happening? What is happening right now?" So, Patty, tell us a little bit about, like, in your own words, what it is that you do. Like, how does it, like, what? Yeah, I guess that's the best way. What is it that you do?
I have the ability to talk to people that are crossed over to the other side. I am both a psychic and a medium, which most mediums are psychics. Not all psychics are mediums.
Now, do you guys like not like each other? Do you like if you have a psychic friend who's not a medium? Does he like get made fun of? Like, you don't have that. Sorry.
No, okay, we don't do that at all.
Because I know it's cooks. I make fun of people who can't do what I can do. So that's why I'm asking. And I'm totally joking.
It's true. He was making fun of me on Monday. So
it was actually. Sorry, Patty. I didn't mean to interrupt. I had to try to go for a joke. Go ahead. So, okay. You are a psychic and a medium.
Correct. And I have the ability to, through validation, bring people's loved ones through that have crossed over to the other side, that are in heaven, the other side, whatever you choose to call it.
Yeah, whatever that other side is, right? Like, which we don't know. We don't know. Even someone like you doesn't know what that other side really is, right?
Well, people call it different things. I call it, it's heaven or it's the other side. It's just your soul and your spirit live there where your physical body is no more.
And so how does it happen with you? Does someone, you know, do you see like auras? Do you have people? I mean, do you have like just see messages in your brain? How does it come through to you? Because I know it's different for everyone.
It is different for everyone. And for me personally, it's kind of like if you have a projection screen, and that projection screen, you're going to walk into a movie theater and you're going to see a big white screen. And that's what's in my mind. And when I'm going to read, and I say they, and that means my spirit guides, that means angels, that means, you know, your loved ones that are crossed over, and they know that you're going to read. And when you're about to do that, they will start to give you either images in your head or thoughts in your head. Because when you're reading, you don't hear actual voices. Because imagine, you know, doing a show of, you know, 125 people. And having all their energies and all their loved ones coming through and talking to all their people. By the time the 2 hours are up, you would be like, call 911, get me a straitjacket, and kill me right now. Like, I'm done. I'm fried. So you hear thoughts, and they give you whatever they want you to see. And their whole point of doing that, and again, they is your spirit, your loved ones, is to let you know they are with you, and they talk about you. They talk about events about you. They may talk about something that happened 12 years ago, 12 minutes ago, or that's going to happen tomorrow. And through this validation, it lets you know that love sees all, believes all, and never ends. That when we die, we don't truly die.
Now, it's not like you actually see a person, though, right?
No, I do have the ability to see them. When I read, I do not. Because when I'm actually going to read, it's a little bit different because, again, they show you what they want you to see. So if they want me to see them for some reason, I will see them in that mindset. And, you know, the funny thing about that is I am able to see it, but I've always been afraid of ghosts. So picture the medium.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I pictured that Bruce Willis movie. Dave, what was that movie called? Where
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, Sixth Sense. Spoiler alert, everyone's dead in the movie. But I hope I didn't ruin it for anybody.
The little kid's alive.
But my issue is, like, is that how it is for you sometimes? Like, I mean, it's got to be creepy. Like, you just, I mean, if you're walking and all of a sudden, like, you're at a restaurant, you're going to order food, and you order from the waiter, but your friends are like, there's no one there. Who are you talking to?
I have actually seen people. Like, I would be driving, and I would look, and I'd be like, oh, are they alive? Are they dead? And I know that sounds so crazy, but you know, they do appear as normal as we do. And that has happened before. It doesn't happen when I'm reading because I know that that's happening. But you know, it does happen. They come to us just like you and I.
That's so crazy.
It's weird.
Wow. Okay, so, all right, let's try to regroup here for a second. So how old were you when this first started happening, or you realized that's what was going on?
Okay, so I always thought I was just a weirdo. And, you know, as a little kid, as a teenager, I would write poems for other people. Like, if somebody died, like, and I didn't know them, I would write a poem about them.
Interesting.
And, yes, and looking at it now, it's a reading. Like, I would have the ability to know if they, you know, said goodbye to a certain, you know, person in their life, if, you know, what had happened with their death. And I just thought, hey, I have the ability to put myself in somebody's shoes, right?
Man.
No idea. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I could do that. And it wasn't until, like, I was much older, like in my 40s, that I really realized that, wow, I really have this gift. And even though I've been doing, like, automatic writing for the past 15 years, and, you know, when I was probably about 12 years ago, when it first started coming up, because when you're almost sleeping, okay, that is when you're kind of going into your subconscious. And that is when, you know, it's not normal for some people. It's normal for me, but it's not normal for people to talk to dead people. So when you're almost sleeping, that's when it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of out of it. So I would wake up, like, in the middle of the night, like, I would almost be sleeping, and I would literally wake up. I would go into the bathroom, put the toilet seat down, and I would start writing. I would sit up and just start, like, writing.
Wow.
And it would be, yeah. And I wouldn't remember it the next day. And it would be messages from, like, loved ones. And I'd read it and I'd go, oh my God. And then I'd call the people and they'd be like, oh, that was my dad. That was so-and-so. And this just happened. I'm like, okay, that's weird. But I still didn't know.
Man.
To what extent that I had it. Yeah. I'm like, you know, this is just normal for me. And mediums would say to me, John Edward actually predicted I would do this. And I'm like, no, it's just that I like mediums. And that was kind of my thing. I'm not a medium. I just like mediums. And they're like, oh no, you're going to go on stage shows and you're going to write books and, you know, you're going to do this. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even like people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm shy.
Well, actually it makes a lot of sense. You don't like people, but you can talk to dead people. I mean, that makes a lot of sense, right, Dave?
Definitely.
I mean,
I do like people. I'm just, like, shy. Like, I don't like to speak in front of people.
Right.
I used to be painfully shy.
Listen, well, apparently you're not that shy now, because you're doing some pretty big stage shows and of course, like, you know, talking to groups and having groups come to theaters and stuff. Dave, tell them what she's got going on coming up in February.
February 9th, she'll be at Comics Club at the Mohegan Sun, and tickets will be on sale soon.
That's a fun room right there, Pat. Is get that. That's great. I mean, what a great way to get in there and reach a lot of people.
I am really excited. It is my biggest show to date, so I am just excited. And it's probably taken me about 2 years to get in there, so persistence, it paid off.
Man.
And I'm just really happy about it.
Well, talk about that for a second, because when you do a show like that, I mean, you're going to do a room like that's, what, 300, 400 people, right? It holds a lot of people.
Yes.
I mean,
yes, it's 325, I think.
I mean, I got to imagine you walk into that room and the show starts and you do your intro and stuff. And then all of a sudden, it's just got to sound like, I mean, just white noise and static in your head when you're focused and trying to read. And it's just so many people. And, like, I just pictured it as if, like, there's a flood, like a door opening up on, like, Black Friday to the mall. Like, everyone's just trying to get in all at once. And, I mean, is that how it is in your brain, or can you control that flow, or how does that work?
You know, I could control it to a certain degree because they're very respectful when it's happening, but it is like, it's like that total phone. And when it opens up, they're like, oh my God, my loved ones are here. They're like, boom, boom, boom. And
hang on a second. We got to explain what total phone is, because I don't know if everyone really understands what that is. total phone was when we actually used our phones to call people. You could actually, Dave, do you know that? You can actually pick a phone up and call somebody and actually talk to them on the phone.
I'm not that young, bro. I know that.
But, like, and then what total phone was, it was like basically a party line. Like, everyone could call in and have a bunch of people on. Is that right, Patty? Am I describing that appropriately?
Absolutely. And right. This is like endless lines to all your loved ones. It's wow. Much more than just the lines that would be available.
Right. Okay. So it's like all of a sudden, like you said, total phone. But you said they're very respectful when you're in a giant group.
They are respectful. But so I have like a GPS. I kind of call it like, I'm not good at directions on a normal basis, and I'm not good at knowing where I'm going, but my GPS for reading somebody in an audience is right on. And I could be standing on the stage and I know I'm going to go to the back row to the third person over and I'm going to go to them. And sometimes it could be around, you know, the area. And then other people sometimes have layered, like there could be 9 people in one audience that all have Vincentos, or 9 people that all have, you know, the Vincentos with the body of water. So it's a little crazy. Like God kind of puts them in the same room to get messages, but I'm able to know where I'm going. And I just start talking and I start saying things to them. And then one word could make them cry, or a whole sentence. They'll be like, oh my God. And it's just amazing.
Wow. So, but like you were saying before, when you get these messages, it's like a slideshow or like watching like on a big screen. So you don't actually see a person trying to show you something. It's just something comes up and you have to figure out what they're talking about, right?
Correct. And if they want me to see something, like if there's something they want me to know, they'll show me something. Like if they want me to have the name Rocky, they're going to show me Rocky Balboa. Like if they want me, I once had a dog come through and they showed me Rambo, and it was actually Sylvester Stallone as Rambo, and the dog's name was Rambo. So,
whoa, wait, did you say it was a dog that came through?
It was an actual dog. Yeah. It was crazy.
That's, Dave.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that doesn't happen very often. Like, usually your loved ones are bringing the pets through. But in this particular case, I was at a fair, because when I first started, I would go to fairs. Because I just went professional 4 years ago.
Right.
And I would go to fairs, and people would wait, like, 7 hours or 15 minutes with me, which was insane. I'm like, who are they waiting for? And they're like, you. And this one woman, she was just so connected to this animal, and that was who she wanted to hear from. And the animal was actually speaking and talking about how her ex-husband had like kicked it and beaten it. Like it was crazy. Because I'm yes. And she's crying. And that is really the only time that it ever happened to that extent with an animal. Because usually mediums will specialize.
I mean, I get it. Like I love my dog very much, but like, I guess my issue is that if my dog can talk this whole freaking time, I wish he had done it earlier. Like, why is it waiting until he's dead?
Well, I'm telling you, it only happened one time. I don't think they could really talk while they're here, but it happened one time with this one woman. And maybe there was something with the souls. Maybe, you know, there was something about that. Because it's never – I have probably done over, I don't know, 5,000 private readings in the 4 years I've been doing it. And in my groups, I've – probably read, oh gosh, it's got to be like 8,000 if not more people. Wow. And so that's the only time that it's happened. Usually a loved one, because that's who you really usually want to hear from. I mean, we love our pets, but usually, you know, it's a human coming through and then they're speaking about that. But that is the only time that it happened.
So how does it happen to start with you? Is it like you told me before where it was kind of like you kind of get a message immediately and you have to say it or you have to put it out there? Like it's not really something you can control, right?
Absolutely not. So they're going to show me something and then I'm going to say what it is and then together we figure it out.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy. Now, a lot of people would say that and be like, okay, well, that's it's definitely a little bit of carny tricks to that. You know, you can kind of get in there and say it, but like, and I agree, like I was definitely in that boat a little bit before this afternoon. You know, you and I talked for a little bit. There was no, you know, I actually said specifically, you know, is this something you can do over the phone? And you said, yes, I've done some. And I think if you remember, I said, no, I'm not looking for any of that stuff. I just wonder if it's something you can do. Like, do you get vibes over the phone? And we were getting ready to hang up and it was fine. And, you know, we had chatted and kind of gave the rundown of the show. And next thing you know, you just started saying things to me. And I was like, whoa, what are we doing? It shocked me. And, you know, it's interesting because I came downstairs and I told my wife right away. I was like, she knew what road I grew up on. Like, that kind of came up. And, like, you know, we started talking about how my dad had died of lung cancer. And it was just crazy the things that, like I said before when I started the show off here, like, you can Google my name and find things out. But these are things that you just can't find out. I mean, when it comes to you, is it like a big flash smack in the face, kind of like as if someone threw a glass of cold water in your face, like a shock? Or is it something that's kind of always there? It's just sometimes it's dimmer and sometimes it's brighter. Does that make sense?
It does. It is always there. And I guess you could describe it as dimmer or brighter, meaning sometimes it turns on where somebody wants you to read somebody. Like, I'm going to a restaurant and I'm sitting in the restaurant. It's not like I'm reading every person that comes through, but it has happened.
Wow. So when it does happen like that, and it's someone
who... Teresa Caputo, she goes up.
Oh, I think you broke up on me there a little bit. So does that it does happen to you, though? If you're at a restaurant and some random person walks in, you can get a vibe on them and get messages from them.
Absolutely. It has happened. But that's very rare because of the fact that, first of all, I have my own privacy, you know, in my own private life. And, you know, that is, you know, even though it's a gift, it's my job. It's what I do. And just like we're not always working. So unless it's something really important, they're pretty... You know, they kind of stand back, but there are times that they have to say something. I was at, you know, a restaurant one time, and I started talking to the waiter and asking him. I said, I don't mean to be weird, but, you know, do you have a blood disorder? Because I need to talk about the blood. And I start going. He's like, yeah, I do. And so, yeah, my daughter's sitting there going, read him, Mom. So that is the way that it happened. But it's not always, because it's a little bit different. But I was at a doctor's office. And we were at Gaylord with my son, and I started reading the receptionist, and she was blown away.
I'll bet.
And I started talking about something she was wearing, and I asked her why she didn't have this particular necklace on, because her grandmother was coming through, and, you know, and she's looking at me like, what the heck is happening right now? And she was grateful. I ended up having her come into my office in Monroe, and I ended up reading her, but that is very rare. And when that happens, like out of the blue, because normally it's people who want to be read. Like, you're going to read people who are coming to you for a reason, who are coming to you for that purpose. And that's when you can't really turn it on or off, because there's no switch for it. But that's when they kind of know, oh, she's working, let's go. And then they come out and they start saying things to let, you know, their loved ones know that they are with them.
Man. So when you have these things happen, I mean, you... Let me rephrase the question. So I guess you see it all the time. I think what you do is incredibly interesting. It's crazy, especially for someone like me, yeah. Who in the world I come from, like, everything is very cut and dry in the food world. It's either good or it's not. And I guess with what you do, you see these stories about people who use mediums to help find lost children and things like that. I guess, has anything like that ever come across your desk or come across your way? And have you ever played parts in anything like that?
You know, I do feel like one day I'm going to work with police. I don't know why I kind of feel like I am, but there have been instances where I would kind of know something. Like, somebody had asked me about somebody that, you know, I have a fellow medium who lives in New York, and they had asked me about a missing girl. And I kind of said, okay, well, they're going to find her this day. And, you know, this is kind of, you know, she's not alive, and things like that. Not very often, but stuff like that does happen.
Wow.
And you kind of know, like, and when I see something, like when the news is on and they're like, so-and-so is accused of whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, they are so guilty. You know, they did it. They so did it. This is how they did it. And so, I stopped watching the news. I had to stop watching, you know, TV to that degree, because it just got too much. Like, I wouldn't go, would be released from jury duty because I am a psychic medium. So they would ask me and I would be like, hey, I'll know who did it. And I would be released.
All right. Well, two things there. One, I think, I don't think you need to be a psychic medium to stop watching the news these days. It's a terrible thing to watch. All they do is just say bad things constantly. It's really annoying. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
However, I just recently got called for jury duty. So you're telling me if I tell them I'm a psychic medium, I won't have to stay? That'd be great.
You might have to give them some proof. I mean, I have proof. It's what I do. I have an office, TV interviews.
Well, we're buddies. I'll just have them call you, and you can say I work for you, and we'll just keep it that. I'll keep it simple, right? We don't have to get deep into it.
I somehow don't think that's going to work.
We'll try it. We'll try it. Listen, Dave will tell you, Patty, I have a knack for making things work. It'll work. It'll be fine. Dave, give them a little information where they can learn more about Patty.
All right. You can learn more about Patty at pattygriffinmedium.com. You can check her out on Facebook at Patricia Griffin Medium. And she's doing the show, Mohegan Sun Comic Club, February 9th. Tickets on sale soon.
So when you do a big show like that, how many people do you actually get to read, and how long is the show?
A show like that generally lasts for 2 hours, and you know, it just really depends. I mean, there's been times I've done an audience of 125 and I've read 40 people, 50 people in the audience.
Wow.
And there's times where I've done shows like at the hotel where they've had 60 people and I've read 30 or 40. And at my office, I have weekly galleries at my office, which is a smaller group. I fit 30 people in my office. And, you know, when I do that, there's times I could read almost everybody, or I could read 15 or 20. It just depends on how, I don't want to say complicated, but it just depends on if people are getting it very quickly, because then I can move on very quickly.
Wow. I mean, I guess it's a lot of people, right?
It is a lot of people, and it is exhausting for me. Like, when I do a big show, like when I go to the theater, okay, and that's 125 people, I go to the South Ferry Theater a lot, and I'm exhausted. Like, for a week, don't even talk to me. I don't know my name. Like, don't call me. Don't communicate with me. I am nonverbal. I won't do any private readings for the week. I am, like, toast.
Now, do the dead people you listen to, do they listen to you when you say that? You're like, hey, listen, I can't do any more right now.
They do, because I just kind of, they don't even go near her. Leave her alone. Let that poor child rest.
I mean, Dave, like, Dave, this is great news for me. This means that there's, like, in the afterlife, there's going to be a little, like, comedy, which means I think I'll do well. Or at least I can attempt to do well. Because, Patty, I've got nothing good going for me. I can cook food and I can make jokes. That's about all I've got. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I joke around and say I'm a comedian. So.
Well, listen.
And some people go, "Yeah, you're not."
I think you kind of have to be when you do what you do, right? Like, you kind of have to, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Well, you do, and some of the things that come up with, like, and some of the things they've shown me. I mean, I joke around and I say to people, "If you have a secret, right, and you come see me, you're in the wrong place. Because they will show me. One of the first galleries I've ever done, and I was in it was near Rocky Hill. I was in Vernon, actually.
Okay.
And I think it was the second gallery, and there was about 40 people. And somebody's coming through, and I look at this girl, and she didn't look like she was more than 20 years old, but she had to be, I guess, 21. And I said something about stripping, you know? And then the mother hits her, and she goes, "I told you Grandma sees everything."
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, "Oh, we're just going to forget this. We're just going to forget this." But the poor girl was like, she was a sweetheart. But they will come through and they will say, like, if you hit somebody over the head with a bottle, guess what? If you, like, shot something on purpose, like an animal, guess what? Chances are 9 out of 10 times, they're going to give that to me. If you're, like, you know, mooning people, whatever you're doing, they're going to come in and they're going to talk about it. And, you know, people were like, you know, like, wow, you know. And so if you did something wrong, don't come see me if you don't want your spouse to know you're sitting in the same room.
Here's my question. That's all I gotta say. Listen, here's my question for you, Patty. So, like, I mean, listen, and I'm kind of joking and I'm kind of not joking, okay? I'm trying to make this not sound crass, Dave, all right? Believe it or not, that's what I'm doing. So, you know, how about this? If I'm taking a shower, right, is my dead father or whatever in that room? Like, I mean, I kind of feel like I'm not alone. That's all. It's kind of creeped me out. Is there any more privacy anymore, or do we just not have that? It's done.
You know, that's very questionable, and I think that too. There's actually a book that says, "Do dead people see you shower?" And it's actually a book. Yeah, there is. It's called "Do Dead People See You Shower?" But you know what? And I get freaked out about that because I don't just have my own loved ones. I have everybody else's. And I'm like, God, please go away. And there has to be a privacy thing. And I mean, there's nothing to consult. I mean, like, there's not like a book and say, okay, this is what happens. But I would think that they give you that privacy. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to watch you when you're in the bedroom with your spouse. Like, God, I would
That's
hope
where
not.
I was
gonna
go.
That would be a little,
you know.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, oh, you know, you know, your mom or dad is going to come through and say, "Hey, good job. I'm going to give that a 10. I mean, come on. They're holding up the van of white cards. I don't think so. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what it is, honey. Somehow I feel I feel great and a strange patting on my shoulders if I did a great job.
That's my boy. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Wow.
No, I told you I was a comedian. But
yeah, that's interesting. It's crazy because it makes you, I don't know, like it makes you really think about that sort of stuff when you tell the stories that you've told. You're an empath, I know. And to me, the word empath means you can feel emotions, right? You can sense emotions. Is that right?
That is very correct.
That's right, Dave. Let's put another point in my scorebook, Dave. But how does that work for you when it comes to doing what you do? I mean, I think a lot of us can feel emotions. I think some people are definitely more in tune with them than others. But how does that work for you in regards to your gifts?
Well, it's very hard for me to go to, like, even a mall. Like, I just don't like to go to them anymore because I could feel people's emotions. Like, say I didn't know you and you're walking by me.
Well,
and
me
you were,
either.
Like, in a really
if I go to the mall, I feel people's emotions and I have to leave. Like, immediately, I get the emotion of it's crowded. I need to leave. I feel like I have to pee.
Exactly. Like, I could feel, like, anger. Like, if somebody's in a mood, I'm going to turn in a mood. If somebody's sad, I'm going to feel it. But how it works when I'm reading is that I will literally, you know, go into their emotions. If somebody has anxiety, that's the worst. When I walk on the stage and, you know, these people are there hoping to hear from their sons or their daughters or their husbands or their moms and their dads. And they're sitting in that room and they're, before I come on stage or before I go into my office, they're sitting there with the hope that they're going to hear from that person. So when I go out there, I'm like, oh, you people have to breathe for me. Like, Take a breath, because I could actually feel it. And when I go to the theater in Southbury, I literally stop and I go, I remember the first time I did the show and it was in March of this year. And I literally had to stop and say, okay, everybody, I need you to breathe right now, because I could feel all their emotions and their energy. And it sometimes takes my breath away, literally, because if they have anxiety, I'm going to feel like my heart's beating out of my chest. And try being somebody who talks to dead people on a regular basis, and then you have their anxiety. It's like, where's the straight jacket? Because I wouldn't be able to deal with that.
Man,
I'm hyper enough.
That's crazy. A question coming through on Instagram. I posted on the Instagram stories you're going to be on. I just posted, if you had a question, so shoot it over to me. And coming through on the Instagram, is it a one-way conversation, or can you talk back to them?
Okay, that's funny. That's a great question, actually. So they're speaking to me, and I'm not speaking back to them. I can speak back to them, okay? But picture this. I'm in my office. You're sitting in my chair, and, you know, I'm reading you. And you could have, you know, 19 relatives coming in at one time, okay? That's just the way it happens. I could say, you know, 20 words, and it could be 16 different people. And, you know, as that is happening, imagine me saying, hey, could you tell me this? I never know who's going to answer me, because, again, they're not speaking in a voice where I'm going to recognize, and they're not saying, hey, line one, line seven, line six, you know, this is my social security number, this is my role. They're just speaking. And because I'm hearing it as thoughts, I don't know what changed. And so I don't ask questions. And that's for a reason. But I can. I mean, normally, like, I could have a conversation with my mom or, you know, my friends' moms or different things like that. They will come to me and I will have a two-way conversation with them when I'm not reading.
Man,
I know that sounds crazy.
No, I don't think it sounds crazy. I think it's just here's the thing. In my world in food, if I start talking about what I do and why I'm doing certain things, it's going to sound crazy to people. It's like, why would you do that? What are you talking about, acid and alkaline and all these things when you're trying to make the flavors happen? And, you know, it doesn't sound crazy because it's real. Like, that's how it is with you. That's with what you do. That's why it doesn't sound, when you explain it, it doesn't sound weird to you. But for other people, I understand how they may think it is. But, you know, I think you got to give people credit. I think some people understand that, you know, everyone has a different way of handling their own business when it comes to what they do professionally. And for you, I can only imagine, even just every single day of your life, like, this just kind of happening to you. And there's got to be some way that you can drown it out, or there's no real taking days off from this, I'm guessing.
There is not. You are on duty, you know, 7 days a week. And, you know, and again, they are respectful sometimes, but you just never know when it's going to happen. I could be somewhere and just start reading. You just can't take it away. Or sometimes when I'm going to a show, okay, and I have a big event coming up, or even if I have a private reading, they'll come early, like the people in spirit. And they'll come visit me early. And I'll, you know, like, say when you were talking about you know, being an empath, I literally have the ability to feel people's illnesses, how they passed, things that bother them. And I myself have had over 27 kidney surgeries. And so that's a weak spot for me. And when I get people who have, you know, kidney issues coming through, I've actually ended up in the hospital before my events because I've actually gotten sick from it.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, yes. So here you go. So, you know, you hear, and I love what you do, and I do a lot of listening to hearing mediums and psychics talk on different shows and things like that, and I know that there's different ways it comes through, different for each person. It's individual. It's very different. But I hear a lot of stories about how it's, you know, how the person has to be open to it. If you're doing a reading for someone, they have to be open to it. They have to be there, you know, kind of with you on it. You can't just, it doesn't just happen. You know, and how a lot of times younger people can be more susceptible to being aware of it because their brains don't know or not taught that they shouldn't be or whatever, you know, however we teach children these days. Is that true?
Well, young children do see those in spirit because they don't know any better. Yeah. And then there comes a certain age. Like my son is a medium like me. I mean, he doesn't do it right now. He's 16. But he does have the ability. But when he was a child, when he was 2 years old, he would see my dad who had passed away. Wow. And when, wow. Yeah, and that's what he would do. He would have the ability. So yeah, because they kind of don't know any better. But when they come to see me, it doesn't matter how open you are, because if you're afraid, okay, it's a different thing than being a skeptic. And I've read skeptics, but when you're not open, it's kind of like almost having a glass wall, you know, between us, because I'm trying to read you and I'm trying to give you something. I'm trying to give you a gift from, you know, your loved ones that are passed. And if you're close to it, or if you're thinking of just one person and not the fact that it could be anybody in the family, like if you come in, I need to hear from my mom and that's it. Nobody else is going to do, you know?
Yeah.
And it's changed the reading. So when I'm doing my groups, and I always say this at my galleries, I say to people that are new, you could always tell who's open when I read certain people, because some people it is like pulling teeth, and you could actually see my energy deplete trying to get the messages, because it is hard trying to do this. It's not an easy thing to do what I do. I always joke around and say, you know, you should be me. You know what I mean?
Right,
like you have
right.
No idea what it's like to be me. Yeah. It's hard because this is what I do. Just like I'm sure you're not going to let a dish go out if it's not perfect. You know,
no,
it has to be
not.
Perfect. Yes, that's who you are. That's what you do.
Absolutely
and
not.
To me, it has. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And to me, it has to be perfect. Like I want you to get that reading, and I want you to get that one last time with your person. And if you're not listening, I get mad. Like if you've ever seen John Edward Reed, and he's my favorite. I love him. And he's my mentor. I, you know, I just really have a lot of respect for him. And I would always say, wow, like he gets mad. And now I get it. He gets mad because it's aggravating. Because all of a sudden you forgot your child's name. You know, all of a sudden because they're alive. You know what I mean? And they're going to talk about people that are alive. Yeah.
That's
they're going to talk about, think about it. Yeah, they're going to talk about your life. They're going to talk about you. They're going to give you validation that they are with you by talking about people that are alive, by talking about people that are dead. And people will sit there and forget their three kids' names. And I'm like, and afterward they go, oh, those are my kids. And I'm like, did you forget them?
Jeez.
Like, did you not realize you gave birth to them? I'm like, hello.
Well,
and it
no, go ahead. Sorry, please.
Okay. It gets aggravating, not aggravating, but you're trying to give them a message. And it's just, you know, it's so important that to me, I pride myself on what I do, and I pride myself. One of the things I said the first time I went on the stage, and I'm not a public speaker. I could read dead people like it's nobody's business, but I'm not a public speaker. I get nervous. And I went up there and I said to them, let's just put it this way. I don't suck at all, not even a little bit. And they stood up and they applauded me, right? And they're like, wow. And they actually applauded me for saying that. And now it's kind of become my punchline. But I'm very good at what I do, and I pride myself in that. And I pride myself in the fact that I've given people last words and catchphrases that I wouldn't know. And I could only read as open as somebody is. So if somebody is not as open, some people will come into the office and be like, that was great. And I'm thinking, oh God, that could have been so much better because they weren't as open. But to them, it was enough. But But for me, I know what they are capable of. And they will talk about tombstones missing something and, you know, a certain pillow or a certain picture. And just it's just insane.
Yeah. I mean, the things you were saying to me this afternoon were pretty nuts. I was kind of blown away by it. Like, we started with something simple, then it kind of just started getting deeper and deeper. I want to tell you one quick story. A short story, and then I don't get personal with stuff, but for those of you who don't know, my father died when I was very young. Interestingly enough, shortly after my dad died, Patty, I had a very young cousin who was probably, 6-8 years younger than me, and I was 10 years old when my father died. So she's 3 and a half years old, and this is a couple days after my father had died in our house, and we lived in a split-level house. So you kind of walk in the front door, it's at the middle of the house, and you go downstairs or upstairs. So we're upstairs talking and, doing what you do after people die, after the funeral and stuff, kind of just trying to pick up your pieces and figure out how to make life continue and how it's going to work. And my aunt was over with my cousin, who was a little younger than me. And, throughout the conversation, I guess we didn't notice that my younger cousin had made her way downstairs. In the downstairs of my house was the family room, which had the television in it, and there were two reclining chairs there and a small couch and, in front of the television. And we can't find my young cousin. And we end up walking downstairs, and my young cousin is sitting in this chair that my dad would, his chair, where he would sit. And she was sitting very awkwardly, like in a weird position, but she was in the chair. And I was young still at this point, too. My mother still tells the story. And we said, hey, what are you doing down here by yourself? She goes, oh, I just came down here to see Uncle Don and hang out with him a little and talk to him.
That's awesome.
You talk about a face turning completely pale white. What? And she was talking as if she was sitting in, like, she's motioning as if she's sitting in his lap. Like she would do when she was when she'd come over, when she was born. Like, it's just crazy. And that's what I'm saying about young kids who, they don't know that they're not supposed to see this, or they don't know any better. Like, is there a chance that this man was downstairs in this house? Like, is that a real thing?
Absolutely. 120%. I am convinced that your cousin did see that, because that does happen. Children have the ability. My son, when he was, 2 years old, I'll never forget, we moved into our new house, and I was watching Josh Groban on TV. Now my son, was my youngest, my oldest and my youngest are 10 years between them, and then my daughter's in the middle. And my son was 2, and he was sitting there and he was watching, me watch Josh Groban. I started crying because, the song was meaningful. And he goes, oh, Mom, he goes, Poppy's here. And he just wiped a tear from your eye.
Oh, my God.
And I went, really? And then he went, now, there was a joke about my dad, because he was older, and he used to sit in my first house. We had this claw table, and it had, like, the tiger claws on the bottom. And he would come sit on the table, and be like, why does your dad have to sit on the table? Like, what's the issue? I don't know. He was older. He was in his 80s. He had me later in life, And so my son, youngest, didn't know this. And he goes, and he's sitting on that table right there. And I was like, whoa, And then when, another time he goes, oh, I see him on the stairs. So they are able to see things for whatever reason. And then once they get to a certain age, it's kind of like almost built into your, it's like hardwired in that you're not supposed to do that, that it's not acceptable. And that's why. Yeah, and that's why when you're almost sleeping, or when you hear people who say they meditate and they're able to go into like a meditative state and then they're able to channel. I don't meditate to this day. Like, I can't meditate. And I kind of blow people's minds away, because, there was a big joke years ago where somebody had said to me, you're a medium. And I'm like, wrong girl. I don't talk to dead people. I don't like dead people. I'm like, you got the wrong girl. And they go, yeah. And if you learn how to meditate, you'll see dead people in the mirror. I'm like, oh, no, you should. Shut up, like, go away. Like, that's not gonna happen. And to this day, I can't meditate,
right,
and
right.
So yeah, so children, they're just able to see it. They're just able, and then it depends, for each child is different. Some children are 2 or 3 or 4 or 8 is the cutoff. It just depends. But it's weird because they don't know that they're not supposed to see it. And then all of a sudden a certain age comes and they just don't see it anymore.
Well, just even talking about that and telling you that story and hearing what you said with it just made the hair stand up on my arms when we said it. Dave, what a fun guest to talk to. Can you give her plugs, man? Tell people where they can learn more about her and about this big show she's got coming up?
Definitely. Her show is going to be at Mohegan Sun Comic Club February 9th. You can learn more about her at PattyGriffinMedium.com. You can check her out on Facebook at Patricia Griffin Medium.
Patty, I was going to ask you if there's any chance you could do a short little reading on Dave, which would be really interesting to hear. But if that's okay with you. But I do want to follow up something that you had told me earlier today that we hung up and never got a chance to follow up with, and I kind of wanted to tell it to you. And it's pretty crazy that what you said to me right before we hung up the phone this afternoon. You had said to me, I don't know if you remember, you had said when you were just going to town and telling me things, and it was I was kind of freaking out, and you had said that I can't remember, was it it's you're doing good, they want you to know that you're good enough. Do you remember saying something like that?
Yes. I do, and sometimes I forget, but I do remember that.
Yeah, again, you guys who joined us late, I talked to Patty earlier, and we were having a conversation, then she had some things come through and just started talking to me, and interestingly enough, kind of out of the blue, she just goes, they want you to know that you're good enough and that you're doing good. And that was really, really weird that you would say that. Here's why. I've always felt like, you know, I have two older brothers. I've always felt that I had to do more. I could never live up to them and be as good as they were. And when you said that, like, you know, I got very quiet for a second. It was really, like, shocking to hear. Like, why would you say that to me? Like, it was weird. It was weird. Like, it's a thing inside of me being the youngest child and hearing that. And just, I mean, again, and I can't emphasize this enough, everybody. I've never met Patty in person. I don't know. I mean, we were talking about other things, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she goes, they want you to know you're good enough and that you're doing well, you're doing good. And it was crazy. Like, because in my brain, I've always felt like I'm not, and I have to keep trying harder, and my brothers and all this other thing. Like, I'm the youngest, like, I'm not good enough. And it was really crazy to hear you say that. So I never got to give you that validation and tell you that part because we hung up the phone because I had to go to work. But that's crazy. That's insane.
That's awesome. And yeah, and all of a sudden it just started coming through. And see, a lot of times I forget because they are not my memories to hold on to. When I first started reading, I would remember everything. But, you know, it's not my stuff. And I read so many people that I will forget actually as I'm reading. Like, I could say something and then 10 minutes later they'll go like, oh, you already said that. I'm like, oh, because I'm hearing it again because I don't know. But I do forget. But I do remember saying that. And there was such an urgency to it. There was such an importance coming through. It was like somebody was like patting you on the back for that and letting you know. So it was really quite something.
It's crazy. And the more we become friends, you'll see, like, that's it's interesting. Like, it's part of the reason what drives me to do all the stuff I do is just that's part of the reason that I have that drive is because of that thing in the back of my brain. And Dave, you're hearing some real personal shit right now, brother. I apologize. But, like, that's what's there. And it's crazy to hear that. And you came out of the blue and said that. And I want you to know that's my guess where it came from.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And I would think that it absolutely came from your dad. Like, you know, I don't know who's saying it as it's coming through because they don't say, hey, you know, they don't always do that. And I will do a reading and I won't always know, like, because I'm not asking them. I mean, if I were asking them, if I were having that three-way conversation, it just gets, my readings would take 3 hours instead of one. And right. You know, and right. My groups, forget it. You know, I wouldn't be able to do it. So sometimes I could ask, but I try not to because I'm trying to get as much information to the sitter, you know, as I can.
Right.
And I don't always know.
You know, I've got
I've
got a friend named Harry Thomas who you've got to meet because I think he would blow your mind and it's awesome. And I also mm-hmm. got to give a giant shout out tonight. Our mutual friend, good brother, Ryan Christopher, love that guy to death. Introduced me to you, and it's like he's like, I think you guys will hit it off. Like, you should definitely talk to her, and so big thank you to you, Ryan, and I know he's listening right now. He's texting me. So
Ryan is the best. I love him.
Yeah,
he is great. Amazing.
Yeah. He's great.
He is. He's an amazing.
You know who's even better than
person.
Ryan though? Alexa, his girlfriend, is way better. Like, she's great. I like her way more.
I love her. She is. I've actually read her. I've met her a couple of times, and she is just beautiful, and I absolutely love her too. They're a great couple.
They're amazing. So speaking of reading, is there any chance you could do like a little 5-minute thing with Dave, or is that too much to ask?
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's see how it goes, because okay. I was on the radio station. I've been on like a couple times, but one of the times I was on the radio station, I said, "Hey, could you read this guy who's sitting in the room?" Well, I started reading the DJ, the main DJ, instead of the other one, because that's not always the way that it goes,
right?
You know, so there is a possibility, okay, that there could still be things coming in for you, you know, and I don't know, and if there's other people sitting in the room, if you know, like your wife is, but like you just don't know what's going to happen. It kind of like opens it up to that,
right?
So I could see if I get anything, but you know, my directions alone take a few minutes, which you know them because I kind of told you on the phone today, just in case something happens. Yes. So they're going to talk about things and you know, they're going to say, like, to me, like, if they say a letter, like a J, it's just a J. They could say John or Jerry or it could be a Gene, and it's just going to be a J, but it could go that quickly. And if they say a month, like March, it means the number 3. And then I'm going to say, hey, what's with this number? Why am I acknowledging that? And that's the way they're going to break it up. And I could tell you what I'm feeling as it's happening. But again, I'm not going to know. I might not know what person. I could try it and I could see, you know, what happens or if anything comes of that. You know what I mean? So let me just see what happens. And it might just be going everywhere. And again, I'm going to say again, it might go for something for your wife. I have no idea why I keep saying that.
Yeah.
But I just want to acknowledge that. And
she's not here. She may be listening, but she's not in the room with me.
Well, even if she's not in the room, if you were sitting in front of me, she's still with you.
Okay.
Get me? Because she's very much a part of you.
Very true.
So when we go sit somewhere, we have our energy, we have our people, we have our circle. And that circle, your spouse, your children, even exes. Exes come in, people don't want the exes, and I'm like, hey, guess what? You know, I just want to acknowledge that we're going to give the exes. But I don't know who this is for, but I want to acknowledge the down south connection that I need to acknowledge. I don't know. To me, if I say Florida, it's just down south, but I just want to acknowledge the down south connection. Why am I acknowledging that?
I'm from Virginia.
Okay. Anything with you, David, or is it just going to him?
Ties to North Carolina.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's right. And I was just actually in North Carolina a few weeks ago. So they are going to acknowledge something like that. Now, I'm going to give you an initial. And I hate names. Like, I literally hate names because it gets people so confused, okay? And remember, they're going to talk about people that are here and they're going to talk about people that are past. Who's the T, like the Tom or the Thomas or the T that I have to acknowledge? Why am I acknowledging that?
Top of my head, Dave, I don't have a T. Dave, do you have a T somewhere?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. It's good. If my GPS is on, it's going to go to you. It's not going to go to David. It's going to go to you.
Okay.
So I want to acknowledge, remember, you represent every member of your family, living and dead. So I want to acknowledge the T. I don't know if it's first name, last name, middle name. I want to say it goes to the male side of the family. So that would be dad's side of the family, or it could be your wife's husband's side that I have to acknowledge. And again, they talk about people that are here, they talk about people that are past, but I have to acknowledge that. And what's with the 17th or the number 1 and 7 that I have to? So 17th is a date, okay? 1 is the first of something, or it could be the 1st or 7th of any month, or what's with the month of January or the month with July that I have to acknowledge?
The month of January, the month of July. Oh my God.
Remember, it could pop back over to you, David. So that's why it's weird doing this, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, what's with that? Why am I acknowledging that? And I have a weird question. Do you have a coin set? Is there something about the coins? Are you collecting coins? Is there something about the coins that I have to acknowledge?
Copper.
What is with that? What's with the coins? What's with that I have to acknowledge? Copper would be a coin because pennies are copper. So what's with that I have to acknowledge?
It wouldn't be from the South, but I have a stack.
It doesn't go that way. It goes very
quickly.
I
have a stack of copper 1-ounce coins from my dad, actually right next to me.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's it. And so it doesn't have anything to do with the South. Remember I said to you earlier today, I could say 5 different things and it could be 4 different people and 4 different things coming through. And they're just going to mention stuff. And it's funny because I had a feeling it had something to do with your dad, and I had a feeling they were his. So he's just acknowledging that he is with you because that's what they do. They come through and they acknowledge stuff like that. And I have to acknowledge. And this Go ahead. What
did you just say? His like they are with you. Like his dad's with you. Did you just say that?
Yes.
I don't know if anybody caught on to that. That she just said that. Those of you who don't know, Dave's dad just died very recently. Like, just she wouldn't have known that.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
And he.
I met that and, one well, of you. I was. In.
Yeah. Sorry. So you would continue.
So you're the one with the coins. It's yeah. You, David.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a really weird question for you. Okay. And here's the thing. And I don't know what it means when they give you something. And together we have to figure it out. And because I didn't know I was going to do a reading, I didn't explain the directions. Is there something about your signature, his signature? Did you have to sign for him? Was he not able to sign? Are you taking his signature? Are you doing something with it? Is there something about that I have to acknowledge? Why do I keep writing? Why do I keep signing? If you were sitting in front of me, you would see me just taking my hand like I'm writing. Why am I doing that?
Power of attorney.
Okay, that would make perfect sense. So the writing or something with that I have to acknowledge. So I just want to acknowledge that. And I have to acknowledge that he is with you. And I also have to acknowledge that you did the right thing, whatever steps that you took or whatever direction you took with that you did the right thing. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I need to acknowledge that. And I have goosebumps. So when I get goosebumps, it's just my affirmation of something that is coming. You know, is there now... When I'm reading one thing, I think it sticks to one person. So we could switch. We could switch off to a grandpa. We could switch off to different people. This is weird. Is there a reason I'm pulling my hair out of my head? Like, is there something with the hair? Did you do the haircut? Was there something about the hair that I have to acknowledge? Why am I playing with my hair? Is somebody a hairdresser? And I don't want you just to think of dad, because again, we get every.
My ex-wife is a makeup artist and hairdresser.
Okay, very cool. And they will bring stuff like that up, even if we don't want to hear it. You know, they're going to bring something like that up, and that's kind of what they do. But I need to acknowledge that, you know, he is okay. And that's something that they don't say. I have to acknowledge too that they really don't say that, because they come through with so many other things that they don't say that. And he's acknowledging that he's okay, because I think that's something that you need to hear. And so I want to acknowledge for you. And if you want an in-depth reading, I will absolutely read you for free. You could come to my office, you could do whatever, and I will sit down, just you and I, and read you. Notebook, because this is like a 2-minute thing that you really don't get what you could get, but I'm just acknowledging to you that he is okay.
Wow. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Isn't that insane? I mean, it's just the way things go. And, you know, I ironically, Patty, and now I'm giving information away, so people are like, oh, you're telling her things. But Dave just put his father's ashes into an urn yesterday. It's sitting beside him at his house right now. It's really ironic. I mean, his father just passed.
Wow. How recent was the passing?
August 25th.
Yep, that's pretty recent. Okay. And, you know, and so that because I didn't know if it was like a week ago, you know, as you were saying that. And so that means that they are strong, you know, coming through, and they are able to come through and let you know. Who had the lung issue, or what's with the lungs? Okay. So I know that goes to your mom, because we discussed that today. But is there something else with that I have to acknowledge? Because I'm okay. Now, here's the thing. If you were sitting in front of me now, I don't know if they're talking about the lungs or if I'm cutting, because I'm in front of my chest. Okay. So my lungs, my heart are in front of my chest, but I'm actually doing like an up and down motion. So what's with that? I don't know if somebody had open heart surgery, or I don't know if there's something with the lung area. Why am I acknowledging that?
Is that
my dad had COPD and multiple heart surgeries.
Okay, then that's why. That's why they have me at the heart doing the up and down motion. They have me do different things. So I'm just acknowledging that to you. And I am acknowledging, you know, that he is okay. And I have to let you know that you... It's almost like you have great shoes to fill, but you do very well. It's almost like I just have to acknowledge, because I keep, and I don't know if there's something with the feet or the shoes, or we're just acknowledging that. Because again, I don't know how they always come across with their messages, but they're making me go to the feet. And so to me, I would say, okay, you're filling the shoes, unless you say, okay, I have his shoes, or there's something about the feet, or there's something about that I need to acknowledge. But he's letting you know that you're doing a really great job, and he's acknowledging that. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's just acknowledging that he's with you. And he said, you have this. So whatever that means, he's just acknowledging to you that you have this. And he is with you. And they do have the ability to see everything and be with us.
Wow.
And if I said to you the interchangeable name, like to me an interchangeable name is like a William and a Bill, or an Anthony and a Tony. It's one name. Like, my name is Patricia, and if they called me Hank, okay? So you go by one name, and you're cool at something completely different. Why am I acknowledging that to you? I don't know if it belongs to Dad, or we switched off, because, you know, they go boom, 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 boom. But what's with that name that I have to acknowledge?
I don't know. My dad had a nickname for me, but I don't know if that would be what it is.
Is it something completely different than your given name?
Yes.
Okay, then that would make sense. And that's what I mean when I say, like, a William or a Bill or an Anthony or a Tony. That's how they do it. And I have a weird question to ask you. What's with the H and the P? And I hate when I do this, but what's with the H and the P that I have to acknowledge? Now, here's the thing about that. It doesn't mean they're together. Like, my initials are P and J, right? So it doesn't mean that the H and P go together. But what's with the H and the P that I need to acknowledge? Usually there's a similarity, like, between them. There's, like, a link. But what's with that I need to acknowledge?
That one actually goes kind of deep. Is it a female?
Okay. They're not, because I'm not speaking to them. I'm not getting the way that okay. It goes, and I'm not even because I'm doing it so quick. But you would under, and I'm not always able to identify sexes unless I'm talking to them, because think about it, we have past lives and we have different things, right. You know, so I'm not right. always able to, I kind of don't always do the gender thing, but you understand that you're able to acknowledge it?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. So again, we're just bringing that through and we are acknowledging that. And again, they're letting you know. And I have no idea why, but I need you to tell you to cut your toenails, or is there something about somebody cutting their toenails, or is there a joke about that? Or is there something about that? Like, I'm touching the tops of my toes. Why am I doing that?
My dad had, like, really sensitive feet. So okay. If you'd walk by and anything touched him, it would, he would jump.
Okay. Then that makes sense. That's why I'm at the top. I'm literally hitting the tops of my thing. So I didn't know if it was cutting the toenails. And again, they're going to give what they can to you to let you know that they are with you. And that's kind of what they do.
I have a question.
Sure.
The HP, was there a chance it could have been an HB at the time? Or at one time?
It could have been. See, they'll show me something. They showed me, you know what I was actually saying? You remember the show, and I know this is going to be weird to you. You remember the show Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
And you remember Laura Ingalls Wilder, they called her Half Pint?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was seeing, the Half Pint. So normally it's, you know, unless something else means something to you and it's not the initials, unless what I said meant something to you. But that's what I was saying, the Half Pint. So it could be, but it's not the way that they gave it to me. And it doesn't mean it could have been, but here's the thing. They could give me something to get it as close to that as possible, because I don't know you. I don't know your people. I don't know their roles to you. And so if it's going to get your mind to go there, then that's all that matters.
Jeez. Wow. I mean, Patty, like, there's so much stuff there. Like, that was crazy. I mean, can you tell her the HP, Dave? Can you tell her that?
Yeah. There was a time where I had a daughter, and at the time, her initials were HB, and now they're HP.
Jesus. Okay. That's yeah. It. And that's what they do. And they will come through with what they can. And, you know, this is, you know, we didn't know we were going to do this. And it's kind of like, you know, coming through. This is fun, by the way. I could do this every week.
Wow.
I'm having a great time.
My but, phone and Instagram have just been going nuts. They're blowing up right now. Just FYI. Just letting you know that. But you're a medium, so you probably already knew that. Wow. Dave, can you still plug her, or are you still catching your breath after all that?
I can do a plug.
Yeah, please do.
Are you okay?
Yeah. You can learn more about Patty at pattygriffinmedium.com. You can find her on Instagram at Patricia Griffin Medium, and she's doing a show at the Mohegan Sun Comics Club February 9th. Tickets on sale soon.
Unbelievable. Patty, listen, I'm not gonna lie to you, so this whole thing, I'm a skeptic, and I think you kind of felt that when you talked to me earlier today. And I wouldn't say skeptic. I appreciate anyone who's working for themselves and doing business, like, completely. Like, I would never ever say anything bad, but yeah, you just hear what you're doing, what you did to me earlier, and you know, when you said what you had said to me, it really, I mean, it hit me. It affected me. I never thought that I'd ever be like one of those guys who's, you know, almost getting emotional about what you said, and then you said it, and it hit hard. And then to hear what you just did to Dave, and I know Dave's story. You don't know Dave's story like I do, but I mean, Dave, you don't have to get personal, brother, but I mean, was that not nail on the head? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot there.
That was crazy talk.
That's awesome.
I mean, and you live in Monroe. You're by the Warren family who have the crazy dolls and stuff in their basement. I'm not sure how I feel about all this now, Patty. I'm a little freaked out.
Who, me? I don't live. My office is in Monroe.
That's
but
what I'm
I don't live.
Scary. I'm kidding.
And that stuff scares me. Like the Warrens, that scares me because there is that. Yes. No. Yeah. You don't have to worry about me. I'll be hiding behind you.
No. For Halloween, though, can you? Dave and I are going to go see them for Halloween time. Can you come with us? Because I think that would just make it freaking amazing.
Yeah, because I'm actually intrigued by that. I'm not scared of it. Like I want to learn more of it.
The good news for us, Patty, is that Dave's like 7 foot tall, 340 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. He's got our back.
Awesome. Okay. That works great. Okay. I'll hide behind both of you. We could do it. That would be great.
I would love it.
And
Patty,
if you guys want to come to my gallery this weekend, I'm having one on Saturday in my office. And if you guys want to come as my guest, you're more than welcome to come.
I have to work. Well, come on. No, don't do it. Can you do it next week? Just change your schedule for me. Do it next week. I'd love to. Oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, I want to come see you. My wife's texting me going, oh my God, we're going to make an appointment. We're going to see her. My wife's going nuts right now. She's texting me. And P.S., I said, you're the first episode of this program my wife's ever listened to. I just want to point that out to you.
That's awesome. That's great. That's wonderful. This has been so much fun.
You are so much fun. You're the best. Big shout out to Ryan Christopher for making the introduction here to my new friend. And Dave, I think your new friend here too.
Definitely.
Patty Griffin, she's the greatest. Dave, give her plugs one more time where people can find more information about her.
All right. You can find more about her on Facebook at Patricia Griffin Medium. You can also find her out on her website at pattygriffinmedium.com. She's doing a show at Mohegan Sun at the Comic Club February 9th.
Wow. How about that? Patty, you are the best. You're so fun. You're such a nice person. I really appreciate what you do and how you do it, and I can't wait. I hope lots of people go check out your show, and maybe we can see if we can get you on one more time before that show as we get closer to help push those tickets a little bit more for you, or whatever we can do to help. You have an open door policy here on this program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure. You guys are amazing.
All right, Patty, you're the best. We'll talk to you on down the road, okay? Oh, and by
all
the
right.
way,
Great.
By the way, we'll send you the link too. This will be on iTunes. The beautiful thing about what we do here is it's forever, and you can promote it forever, and it'll always be out. It'll be on iTunes, and it's always there for you. So we really appreciate you taking the time tonight to come out here on a late night on a Wednesday and chat with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, Patty. Take care. Have a great night. All right, Dave. There she goes. Wow. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
That was really interesting, dude.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely the shoes comment.
Was that really the one that got you? Was it the shoes, or was the one where she was like, you're doing okay? And like you're taking that lead of your father, and like, I mean, because you kind of are, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it was a combination of everything, but the shoes, I used to steal my dad's shoes because we were the same shoe size, and he would get so mad about it when he'd get up for work, and I was already out of the house with the shoes on.
Why did you tell her that? That's
because
amazing.
It took me a minute to like make that connection, but yeah. I was like, oh shit, he would get really mad when I would just take his shoes.
Oh my God. It's just crazy, dude. It's crazy. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would she know that? She'd never know that.
Yeah, and then the HP hit me really hard.
Yeah, I know. I heard it in your voice. Hey, can you really quick just tell everyone, I'm going to get emotional about it, and you know I love you, buddy, and just, you know, sitting beside your bed right now, tell everybody what you did yesterday and what's beside your bed, if that's okay. Is that cool? Because, I mean, it's just interesting from the conversation tonight that you went through that yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. My dad's urn came in yesterday morning. I opened it up and I took his ashes from the box that they shipped him in and put them in his urn. But in the process of doing that, I got them all over my hands, and I couldn't really just wash them. You know, I didn't want to wash them down the drain.
Wow.
So I went outside and kind of just rubbed them off, so whatever wind would catch it, you know, he'd be able to travel with.
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm kind of blown away right now. I can't believe it. And she's such a fun person to talk to. I'm so glad that we got a chance to have her on this program. I like this kind of new format, having somebody, you know, we'll do our chef stuff, and then, you know, once a month or so, we take a different route with it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good idea. Like I said, man, the variety show, man, it mixes it up, you know. We keep our, yeah.
And I want to give you credit. This might be the most you've ever talked on the radio program your entire life.
This is true.
You did a great job. Hey, big shout out to Patty Griffin. You guys got to make sure you check her out. Go see her show at Mohegan Sun. You know, I think what she does is pretty amazing, and it's someone who is quite the skeptic. I got to be honest with you.
Hey, man, I'm probably going to take that day off and just go to the show.
Yeah, I think you probably should. We'll make sure you connect with her, too, so you can tell her you're coming. I'm sure she'd love to meet you and see your big ass walk in. You're hard to miss. I'm just saying you're hard to miss. You're a big dude.
This is true. I mean, you exaggerate a little bit, but not by much. So.
Not by much. I'm pro wrestling world. I'm not exaggerating. What are you talking about? 7'4", 500 pounds? 7'4", 500 pounds from Grenoble, France. That's my Andre the Giant impression.
That was perfect.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for tonight, Dave. I think we're done. I'm taking a breath here. I kind of want to call Patty back and just keep talking to her.
I know, right?
Hey, really quick, Dave, do a shout-out to our friend Harry Thomas, if you wouldn't mind. Sorry, too much inside jokes. It's like
little bit, but you know.
Well, if you saw the text,
Harry Thomas, and we're gonna get buck wild.
I'm getting text messages about that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to our new friend Patty for coming on the show. Patty Griffin, make sure you check her out. Dave, thank you for coming on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, please remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Make sure you give it the time it deserves. And hey, keep in mind, you never know who's watching, right? See you guys later. Take care.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink.
Because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.